It's 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Singapore and Switzerland have at least one thing in common, a low unemployment rate among young people. Some researchers say that is because both have robust post-secondary vocational training. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, this has some policymakers in the U.S. pushing for the same thing.
Joshua Holderby is a tall 18-year-old with a buzz cut and impeccable manners. He greets each adult he meets with a sir or ma'am as he checks out the various information tables set up for an open house at Suncoast Technical College in Sarasota.
People can't survive without water, so.
Very good answer.
Holderby graduated from Sarasota Military Academy High School in May and spent the summer working at a gas station. It was just long enough for him to realize that it's not the best long-term career strategy. But he's watched both his parents struggle with bills, and he doesn't want to face a similar fate.
They've been out of college for, 15 years, and they're still paying off their loans, and they owe maybe $50,000, $60,000 apiece still.
But money isn't the only reason Holderby is talking to area employers and getting a tour of the school's industrial education lab. With its shorter degree programs, a vocational college education is cheaper and faster to complete. But with a curriculum that also includes areas like plumbing and electricity, Suncoast also offers something he says is very important to him.
Basically any job that it has job security. I think that that's something that everybody needs to focus on because colleges like to push these careers that there's no jobs for.
Job creation and reducing college debt are hot topics in this campaign season with much talk about how to best train people for long-term employment. Andrew Hansen is an analyst for Georgetown University's Center for Education and the Workforce. He says wages for young people and high school graduates are considerably lower than they were 15 years ago. But he adds there are actually millions of well-paying jobs in the economy right now for skilled trade workers.
If you work as an elevator installer or repairer, for example, you're making more than $75,000 a year. Electricians make more than $65,000 a year. A lot of these jobs, I should also say, require you to get a industry-based certification, and that also increases the wages.
And he says those trade jobs will remain secure as baby boomers continue to retire. Chuck Drake is an administrator at Suncoast Technical College, and he says that's already happening.
I met with a guy the other day who said they may have 30 jobs with two crews, so they put all the jobs in a hat, they pick out a job. That's where they go that day. There is just a great need for the trades right now.
Andrew Hansen, the education analyst, says one reason for the shortage could be lingering stereotypes attached to vo-tech school education.
You know, America very much operates under the high school to Harvard model. And so I think that part of the solution here is to sort of bring a level of prestige back to these jobs.
And a cultural and generational shift seems to be emerging. Nationally, Hansen says certificate and associate degree programs are growing faster than bachelor degree programs. According to data from the Florida Department of Education, the state issued more than 32,000 post-secondary vocational certificates last year. And Joshua Holderby looks to be on track to earn one next year. As the open house winds down, he emerges from a conversation with a local plumbing company with the news that they offer to cover his full tuition to Suncoast Technical College in September. They'll pay the cost of his 9-month program in plumbing, but he'll have to go to school at night because they also offered him a full-time job.
All benefits included and everything. I couldn't be happier.
And with that, his cell phone rings, cutting the interview short. It's his mom calling to see how everything went. Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.